Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you. Sam Crowley here, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Let's dive right in. You know, it's really wild to me to observe how much other people's opinions matter to people. I'm fascinated. I mean, if there's certain topics that just have me just completely fascinated, just glued to it, it would be faith. I'm just fascinated by how a faith in action can actually make a difference, you know? And I'm also amazed how people don't believe that. You know, it's like faith is the same thing as fear. Fear is believing something bad's going to happen, even though it hasn't happened yet. You're just worried about it. You know, I've never met anyone who's added a minute to their life by worrying about it. Like, oh, I worried about it so much overnight, I was able to change the outcome. Never happened. So the worry and worry and worry get all wrapped up in a pretzel and anxiety. But when it comes to focusing, praying, and asking for a better outcome, whatever that is, you know, for some people it might be, hey, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I'm fearing the worst, you know, got 90 days to live. Or I have faith that the reports are going to come back great. You know, both of those require you to really focus on an outcome. One's bad, one's good. I mean, geez, if given the chance, I'd rather focus on the good. Now, I understand the health part, especially the health part. I guess it apply even more to business and things like that. But health, we're all worried about that. Why? Because we're one doctor appointment away from going in and saying, oh, pancreatic cancer, yeah, start buttoning up your life, get all your accounts together, get all your things in order. And you don't know. So I guess the health part, yeah, there is that worry because that's happening every day and it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to me. Maybe not the pancreatic cancer part, but there's going to be a time we wake up in the morning and things just aren't going to be the same. And I don't know when that's going to be. They already start to show. Like, I'm in my mid-50s, so they're already starting to show. I mean, I walk down the stairs now. I put my daughter to bed at night. And I walk down the stairs. It's a little different. I ain't going to lie, man. I take it a little bit slower than I did in my 30s. I was like hopping and jumping and going all. Now, I still give her a piggyback ride every night to bed. So that's good, right? Walk up the stairs with a 9-year-old on my back. But there's a point about worrying and there's a point about believing in a better outcome. And I think believing and really activating that faith, if you had to give me a choice, you know, I'm human, you're human, we're both going to think, geez, you know, is it going to be that bad? I'd much rather focus on the positive. And if it doesn't happen, look, it doesn't happen, but it at least allows that energy to flow in a positive direction, you know? But when it comes to other people's opinions, that's another thing I'm really just, I'm just glued to it. When I see it online, people, you know, they won't post. And I get it. Look, I don't post online hardly at all anymore. Like I say it all the time, not on Facebook, don't really post Instagram, family photos, the anniversary, things like that. But if I feel like I have something that I can add value, like, hey, if somebody sees this, I think it'll help them out. Well, then I'll post that and I'll write the post or I'll put a photo up there and leave it alone. Like, I don't check back. You know, the one time I do check is every now and again. I haven't done this in months. Geez, I guess I should probably do this more. Is I posted a promo similar to the last podcast, not 50% off because I wouldn't do that online, like I did on the last podcast. But I'll post something about our podcast coaching program. And then I will check because, you know, if somebody comments, hey, I'd like to find out more. Well, guess what? We message them. So that would be a time from a business perspective I would check. But I would never check. And when I do click on, and when I do like check to see something I've posted, if there's comments in there, if it's a bad one, guess what I do? This is going to just probably blow your mind. I delete it, hide it, whatever it is, and I block that person. That's it. Get a crazy email. Guess what I do? Goes to spam, block sender, never got to hear from them again. I mean, we have all of these mechanisms in place to just block people. And it's different, though, than wanting to get into a real conversation with somebody. Real conversations to me don't happen online. You can't do it in comments. You can't do it on posts. Everything gets lost in translation. The people give words meaning that you didn't mean to give, and you end up apologizing or backtracking or explaining more. It becomes a total time vampire. So don't ever make the post in the first place, and you won't ever have to check back. You won't ever have to get back in these stupid comment wars with people. But real conversation, belly to belly, or on the phone, or FaceTime, or Zoom, something like that. Yeah, then there's tonality, then there's inflection, there's context to what you're saying. You can actually listen while the other person is speaking. But man, to let other people's opinion of you have any impact on what you do, you know? And I'm not talking about if you do something stupid, yeah, feedback is good because you don't do it again. That's different. I'm talking about, especially in the online world, I'll give you a perfect example. I just came to my mind. So I run Facebook ads now, and I check on the ads, A, to make sure they're actually running. B, again, if somebody makes a comment, hey, would love to find out more, link didn't work, or send me a message or something like that, you start engaging in conversation with them, see where it goes. If it goes anywhere, then, you know, you get them on a Zoom call. But one guy the other day puts on there, they only want to talk to you. They won't talk to you if you don't have money. Something like that. I'm like, geez, I thought that was implied. But okay, yeah. I mean, guilt. I didn't reply back at all. I hid the comment and I blocked them. But I was amazed. First of all, my first thought was, yeah, right. Thank you for saying that. I hope everybody understands that. Why would anyone take a half hour to an hour of their time out of the day, have a conversation with somebody, if they don't have the resources? If it's a good fit, I'm not saying everybody's a good fit, but if there's a good fit, they don't have the resources to pull the trigger and get started. Like, who would ever want to talk to somebody just to have a conversation? Are you really that bored? Like, you just book Zoom calls just to speak to people because you're bored? No, you know? So first, my first thought was, thank you for putting that out there. And I almost didn't hide the comment, but it's just kind of so victim-y, you know? It was just so, oh, I don't have money. They won't talk to me. And my thought was, secondly, why would you let everybody on social media know that you don't have money? Why would you put that out there? For people to say, what's the end game of that? Oh, I feel bad. I'll pray for you. Oh, I hope everything gets better. First of all, it's on an ad. Nobody knows the person. So it's not like it's on its personal page where it says, hey, going through some tough times. If you could pray for me, that'd be great. No, that's different. That's on your personal page. To put this on a page where there's ads running, people see it. And you're telling everybody you don't have money and Sam won't get on a call with you or somebody from his team won't get on a call with you. I'm like, yeah, that's perfectly, yeah, I hope everybody gets that part of it. But secondly, why would you, he's probably middle-aged, 50 years old or older, why would you at that age, I can get it if my 18-year-old daughter does this, okay, because kids are stupid, you know, they don't have a brain that functions yet till they're into their 30s probably. So yeah, teenagers and the like will post stupid comments out there. But it's also for other teenagers whose brains aren't developed either to kind of go back and forth and talk, you know? But a 50-year-old guy putting that comment out there, what's the end game with that? Somebody feel sorry for you? You know, something like that. I don't get that. And when I see people like that, I feel bad because they're nowhere closer to being whatever they want, a word you want to use, successful, purposeful, having joy, having fulfillment. If you're going to just vomit on a social media page about how somebody won't talk to you because you don't have money, that is so bad. And if you just cleaned that part up, you'd start going in a different direction and things would start to get better because A, you're taking ownership of where you are. B, you're not looking for pity, which is the ultimate junk food. Makes you feel good for 15 minutes and then the pain's still there. C, you attract what you put out there. So if you put negative, victim-y, woe is me type of content online, guess what you're attracting? All the victim mindset individuals out there, you know? So there's no good that ever comes from that. And so wanting somebody to like that comment or respond to that comment, first of all, I gave it zero energy. None. I saw it, laughed, and hid the comment and blocked them. That was it. 1, 2, 3. Laugh, hide it, block it. And when I say laugh, I do. I mean, like, I chuckled out loud. And that's the way you should treat, if you choose to post online and you've got snipers out there that make negative comments on your stuff, just laugh, block them, delete the comment, and move on. Don't obsess over it. I don't know. These aren't even real people. Like, they're not friends of yours. I'm sure they're real people to somebody, but you'll never meet them. You'll never talk to them. You'll never have any kind of engagement with them. They're certainly not your friend, or they wouldn't have made that comment anyway. So why do you care? Like, why are you addicted to the opinions of other people that don't even, I mean, opinions are, they're so plain. Anybody can have one about anything, and Lord knows we do, right? So why give it any energy whatsoever? Move away from it. Block it. Delete it. Move on. Stay focused on the main goal. Like, my main goal is to find the next great million-dollar messenger out there. That's it. That's all I'm focused on. And I'm not going to settle for anything less than that just because there's a possibility that I might have a conversation with somebody and change their mind. It's not happening. All right? They're 55 years old. They haven't changed their mind yet. I have no interest in changing it now. You know what I mean? That's the way you should operate if you're building a brand, that you're looking for the best of the best. The 90-10 rule, 90% of your revenue and production is going to come from 10% of your activity, right? 10% of the clients, 10% of the prospects you talk to. Focus on them. Life is so much better. Block, delete, hide, whatever you got to do to the rest. Negative emails, go right to spam, block the sender. All the mechanisms are in place. If you don't do it, it's on you, because all the mechanisms are there for you to just live a joyful life. Even while you're online, even when you're online. All right, so I hope that message helped. Hope it found you in a good spot today. Planted a seed in good soil with you. All right, say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram, at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.